Listen, this is Rhett. He is the sixth generation will be farmer here on this incredible farm. The Everett family is just amazing. We just drove. Oh, we just had a little burp. So in his FFA outfit, by the way, everyone. But just had an amazing time. I want to thank Tyler Everett. I want to thank the whole Everett family. What a joy. This is what we're all fighting for every single day, and why we do what we do to preserve the very best of this country. So I'm just so overjoyed and just so grateful out of this family. Next to me, what a joy to have some of the very best of Washington, of our congressional delegation, Congressman Baird, Victoria Sparks, Congressman Rudy Yakim. Did I say that right, Rudy?
Yakim,
sorry, Rudy Yakim, Congressman Mark Mesmer, and Aaron. I haven't seen Aaron, but she's not here. Great to be here with them. We also have your great Indiana Ag Commissioner, Don Lamb, right there. There's my farmer, Tyler Everett, right there. And again, I want to thank all the press for coming out today. As you all know, Indiana is a powerhouse for agriculture. Corn leads, followed by soybean, not far behind, and being here at this farm, getting to see a little bit of everything. Indiana, of course, the third largest egg producer in the nation. We're here today to talk soybeans and corn, but we can also answer questions on the eggs. Obviously, High Path is on its way back through with the migratory patterns right now. Just about 12 hours ago, President Trump, my boss, had a very productive meeting with President Xi in South Korea. An agreement has been reached. This is probably the first time on camera here in America, at least, that we are discussing this. So I think it's pretty neat that we just happen to be on a row crop farm in Indiana when that deal was reached. That agreement with China obviously delivers for our farmers in a big way, but also secures real reforms for critical rare earth resources and also on deadly fentanyl trafficking, which our administration remains very, very focused on. President Trump knows how important Chinese purchases of our farm commodities is for our farmers, and he successfully negotiated that deal in 2019 in Trump 1. Of course, we know that the last administration did not hold the Chinese accountable for that deal, but we have a new leader in town. Again, very, very grateful to be here. Just maybe another couple top lines on the deal itself. 12 million tons of soybeans in the next 2 months will be purchased under that deal. This is a floor, by the way, so it could be more. And at least 25 million tons of soybeans in 2026, 2027, and 2028, plus additional commitments to buy sorghum, hardwood, which is important for this state too, by the way, and the removal of unwarranted retaliatory tariffs on a whole suite of our ag products. So all of the above, including our livestock, et cetera. Again, a real win for our farmers, but especially here in Indiana, where those commodities account for 65% of farm income that is generated, generating over $5 billion in revenue for this country. Now, again, just in this week alone, we've had deals with Malaysia, Cambodia, Thailand. That's in addition to the UK, to the EU, to Japan, to Indonesia, to Vietnam. The deals keep coming. This is the president's great vision, is realigning the entire world economy around American products. And no one wins more than American agriculture as that realignment and that reorganization is happening. So again, what a joy to be here. I'm happy to answer any questions. I'm very grateful for the support, for the turnout, and most importantly to Rhett and Charlie and Tyler and Brittany and Doug and the entire Everett family. So we'll take questions. Yes, sir.
Madam Secretary, here at Kweiper, Hoosier Ag today. You said that, you know, 12 billion metric tons here in the next couple of months. Does that mean that the proposed plan that was in the works to put anywhere between 10 to 15 billion out to farmers directly, is that plan still in place? Are we taking that off the table now? What's the plan for that?
So great question. Very, very smart. So what I will say is this, and what we have said all along, is that that money that has been identified will be there. We are analyzing right now exactly what this means. The plan is being put together. We have worked very hard across the entire cabinet. So this isn't just me. It's also Scott Bessent in Treasury and Howard Lutnick in Commerce and Kelly Loeffler for Small Business, how we can put a package together for our farmers that makes sure that any sort of harm they have incurred under this renegotiation that's happening, that we will step in the gap. So I don't know that right now at this moment we know exactly what that looks like. Being out on the combine with Tyler, boiler. I mean, we're in harvest right now. So we'll see what the market does, and we will be ready to continue to step in if, in fact, we believe it's necessary.
Very quick follow-up. Will we need to wait until the government reopens before we'll get any details on that?
We will. That is but unfortunately, the way that works is about, 50,000, I think, of USDA employees are furloughed right now. So our very top team, our senior team, is not furloughed. We're working around the clock. But as we are building that plan out, we don't have the resources we need to build a plan that potentially supports tens of thousands of farmers. But hopefully, as soon as the government shutdown ends, hopefully today or tomorrow, we'll see if the Democrats will reopen the government, we'll be able to move very quickly. Thank you, sir.